I'm Ian Dimmich from DownloadSquad.com. I'm sitting down here today with Joe Brockmeyer from Novell. So how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
So we interviewed you about 2 months ago when you first started your position there. So how have things been going for you since then?
Been going really well. So a lot of travel in the last, it's actually been almost but not quite 3 months. And in that time, I think I've been home twice.
Oh my goodness.
A little more than that. But in that time, I went to Europe, went to FOSDEM, and went to BrainShare, Scale, Lug Radio Live, Linux Fest Northwest, PenguinCon. So been getting out a lot, talking to people, finding out what it is that they like about OpenSUSE, what the pain points are. You hear a lot about, you know, specific devices that do or don't work well, yeah, and that sort of thing. And been trying to work with getting some things jump started. You know, we have some, we did a first bug squashing day in a while yesterday.
Oh, cool.
For Yask. And what that was getting people to look through Bugzilla and find out. Essentially, you know, what happens is you report a bug, and then sometimes those bugs get fixed, but nobody actually goes back into the Bugzilla and says that it's closed.
Yeah.
And so the developers see this huge pile of bugs when, in fact, the pile is a little bit smaller than reflected by Bugzilla. So the effort yesterday was to squash the Bugzilla reports down to something more reflecting reality. But overall, I think it's been going really well. I've been having a lot of fun.
That's good.
So, and, been meeting a lot of people in the community, got to meet a lot of the developers that actually work on it, and that's all been great.
So you mentioned that you spent a lot of time traveling. Do you ever actually spend any time in the offices, or is it just constant travel for you?
Well, I work from home.
Oh,
so okay. I spend some time in my home office, and I have visited, we have an office in Nuremberg, which was the old SUSE offices before they were purchased by Novell.
Yeah.
I've spent some time there. I'll be going back there in May. I've been to the Provo office a couple of times, and I've been to the Waltham office as well. So we have, you know, offices in quite a few locations, so we're getting large company here.
So are you more like just sponsored by Novell, or do you feel like you're, you know, involved with Novell internal, you know, politics and things like that? I mean, do you just do your own thing, kind of?
Well, my focus is almost entirely on OpenSUSE. So not really, not that I've noticed a lot of politics, but not really terribly involved in any politics.
Yeah.
I mean, there's you know, the normal corporate stuff of budgets and things like that that everybody has to work on. And that sort of stuff was not a surprise, but it was a little bit more, it's a little different than what I expected because I've always worked for small companies. So, you know, just that sort of thing. There's a little more paperwork involved than I might have expected.
Okay. Well, it's kind of skipping ahead in my list of questions here, but I've been dying to ask you ever since I first got the interview what you think about the whole Microsoft deal, because I don't know a lot about it, and there's a lot of speculation and so on. So what's it like for somebody who actually works far enough now? You know, what do you think about it and so on?
Well, it doesn't really play a huge impact on the OpenSUSE side. When it was first announced, I think there was a lot of feedback, and there was certainly some pushback on the deal, and I think part of that was just a visceral reaction to any Linux company partnering with Microsoft,
yeah,
and some of it was specific to the patent part of the deal. With more than a year and a half passed since that was done, I think people have seen that that's not had the impact that some people expected, and the sky has not fallen.
Yeah.
And so it's not had a huge impact on.
Okay. I recently saw an article about the OpenSUSE beta. I think it's 11, beta 1 or something.
Yeah.
And I noticed something about the package manager being a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can tell me about that?
Sure. Yeah. So what's happened was in this version, they've done a couple of things. First thing that they've done is they've decreased the package payload size by switching to a different compression method. If I remember correctly, previously the compression method was BZIP2, and they switched to LMZA or LZMA. I can never remember the acronym, but they switched to a different method, so the packages themselves are smaller. Right now, the repository information is in XML files, so that's a plain ASCII file, and you have to download them every time in 10.3. With 11.0, they will be binary files. They'll be compressed, and you only download the diffs, and you don't download them every time if they haven't changed.
That's cool.
So that gets a lot faster. So that and some other changes, the solver, which is the part of the package manager that actually looks at all the different possibilities. Once you have several repositories, there are different... If you ask to install a package, you can install perhaps different alternatives, or it has to resolve the dependencies. The solver is a little different now, and apparently it's faster as well. And that's as much as I know about that, since I'm not one of the developers who actually works on that. So,
what about, like, I don't want to ask too much technical stuff, what about boot time and things like that?
The boot time, I believe, is somewhat improved, although I haven't done any, you know, personal test clocking it or anything. I do know that the installer has been dramatically improved to where we're down to, I think, 11 steps versus, I think, 20 or something like that previously. So there are a lot fewer steps in the install, and the installer has been... It looks nicer and everything. Not that people will see the installer too often, but, you know, that's a nice advantage for people the first time that they install the operating system.
Okay.
So,
well, that's pretty much all I wanted to ask you about. Is there anything else you want to say just for anybody who's interested in SUSE in general?
Well, yeah, I hope that people are checking out the betas for 11.0. 11.0 is due out in June. So the final release is due out in June. We'll have another beta in about a week. And then we'll start having, we'll have release candidate. And so I hope people are checking those out. We have live CDs and DVDs, so you don't even have to install it to test. Just,
yeah,
you know, download the live DVD. And I also would mention the build service. The OpenSUSE build service is a system where you can build packages not only for OpenSUSE, but for also other Linux distros. So I'd encourage people to start using that and checking that to see if packages, if your operating system doesn't have a package for a specific version of a program or something like that, I'd encourage people to start checking the build service to see if there are packages for their favorite distribution there. I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks.